enter the unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the Thousand Islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of haute couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional crafts blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Armin Limo. I am ambassador of Bosnia and Herzegovina to the Republic of Indonesia. I would like to congratulate Radio Indonesia and of course everybody else on the occasion of World Radio Day. World Radio Day is really a unique opportunity to recognize the incredible role of this media, of radio, in inspiring, educating and informing people across the globe. Today, this year, as we're facing one of the most pressing challenges of our time, climate change, radio really stands, radio is a crucial tool in driving actions and inspiring and improving awareness of that critical issue. Radio really has the power to unite, to bring everyone, politicians, scientists, policymakers, communities, in order to discuss and to find real solution for a better, healthier and greener planet for everyone. Thank you very much.
Walls get broken, trips get tripping, grass gets falling, but don't ever let it fool you. The sun keeps shining, the rain keeps falling, the world keeps spinning around and round. People keep talking when the world keeps telling you, just remember you're beautiful, don't ever let it fool you. Listen to your heart and your soul, and not losing control, and never lose yourself.
Now we are going to have our special interview with Bapa Jose Antonio Bello. He is actually the President Board of Director for Radio and Television of Timor-Leste. We are going to talk about the World Radio Day that fell today on February 13, 2025. So, Pa Jose, I can call you Pa Jose. How are you today, Pa Jose?
Well, thank you for having me on your program. I'm fine. Actually, it's my pleasure to speak to you today, and I would like to use this opportunity to congratulate all the radio journalists around the globe, especially to our friends in RRI and in Indonesia, as well as in Timor-Leste.
Okay, thank you very much. The same congratulations also for you and also all the journalists in Timor-Leste, Pa Jose, and our colleagues there.
I was going to pass on to them. Thank you.
Thank you. And of course, if we're talking about radio has been in around the world for years, like more than 70 years, right? And it's been, it has a lot of breakthroughs, you know, from the radio itself, not only the programs and also giving some information and also music that the people love to hear. It's part of entertainment and it's part of people's life who are listening to it. So what do you think exactly, how I need your personal opinion. What is radio means to you itself?
Well, the radio is playing a very important role in the society to inform or to have a debate, to give an opportunity for the people to know mainly about the programs, which is really touching the people. And the radio has been playing a very important role. And even today, we are in the era where the, you know, the digital platforms play a lot of, you know, bring a lot of big impact to the radio. But in some areas around the globe, in the rural areas, there is still the role of the radio is still very vital.
Okay, and what is the meaning of radio for Timor-Leste people? How can radio itself give a proper information for the people in Timor-Leste?
Well, the radio in Timor-Leste has been, according to the statistic, or to the study that done by the university or academics here, last year, shows that radio is still the first source of the people to access to the informations, to the news and programming, as user said, entertaining people. In Timor-Leste, we have about 36 community radio stations around the country, and we have one national radio, and it's called Radio Timor-Leste, or the national radio, as well as there's another radio called RTM, Radio Television of Mobere. It's the most covered, a wider cover of the country. So people here rely upon the radio in their rural areas. They don't have access to the internet. They don't have yet access to the TV the coverage, as well as to the, some of their areas is still blank, as well as the newspapers. So people still rely upon the radio.
Oh, okay. So are you saying that the Timor-Leste's radio, especially the national radio of Timor-Leste, are still broadcasting through shortwave or FM?
Yes. Yeah, we are. Okay. We are still using.
Okay. So it can be heard anywhere. So what exactly the most popular program that you have in Timor-Leste, especially from the RTM?
Well, it's more, most of the people wants to hear about some like breaking news, as well as the news in the news bulletin from the morning, midday, evening, and midnight. So that's the most popular with your program, which is people really like to hear. And in some areas also, people really wants to hear about the traffic, like the capital, then, you know, in the nation capital, people who are in the cars, they are listening to the, you know, to their radio through their cars. Like in the weather, people lay upon also the radio.
Okay. So the information, it means that you're cooperating with another agencies for providing some information to the people of Timor-Leste, because we need to give the correct and right information to the people, right, Pa?
Yeah, you're correct. Like in Timor-Leste, or in Indonesia, we call it for the cuaca, for the weather, and then
PMKG.
With the traffic information, we have to cooperate, or we have to to work together with the police, for who is taking care of the transit.
Okay, that is so wonderful. So exactly that, in this World Radio Day, what do you think we have, radio have in the future? But do not answer that first, Pa Jose, because I'm going to give you one wonderful song to listen first. I have one of the old songs coming from the Cinnamons with Kuya Kinchinta, and I believe, hopefully, it could build a large love for radio everywhere around the world. So here is the Cinnamon with Kuya Kinchinta. Enjoy.
Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlists, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Welcome everyone listening in Afternoon Talk, and we're still talking and discussing about World Radio Day. Radio Now, still fun, still relevant, with Papa Jose Antonio Bello, a president, a board of director for radio and television of Timor-Leste. So welcome back, Pa Jose. So we're talking about the future of radio itself, and as NR is evolving and radio also evolving everywhere around the world, and we have also the digital platform that we are developing right now. So as you've mentioned earlier, that not many people in Timor-Leste also have the good connection for the internet. And does Timor-Leste's radio also evolved into the digital platform?
We are starting now with this, you know, TV, or radio on TV and radio on YouTube. So last year, in March, we were visited RRI Jakarta and also RRI Kupang. So we have a look or learning from friends in Jakarta as well as in ABC Australia how to do this, because the challenge ahead is very tough for the radio. If we are not prepare ourselves, we will be going to be victim by this digital world. So we have to adapt ourselves to the development of the technology of this era. Now people are going out for the apps. Yeah, people are going for already on internet or on YouTube or on, on apps. So people are starting to transform that way. And the government of Timor-Leste is starting this year. They might going to have a cable or fiber optic from Australia. So they allowed us to have access to a vibrant internet. So to help people to start listening to the radio through their mobile phones.
So application is actually one of the way for the radio itself to moving forward and be existed still for the people to give some infos and also some music, right?
Yeah, and at this stage, I think the radio has to be review their programs. Because the challenge is the media, the social media, Facebook, TikTok. It's a very challenging for the radio to exist. Because now the breaking news in East Timor, most of them are going through the Instagram and through WhatsApp, through TikTok and Facebook. People not turning to the radio at this stage, so the radio has to change its approach, so to keep its existence and the people to keep people interested in the radio.
Is this it's been on my mind for several times actually. Are we going to the right way? I mean, when radio are developing on and evolving into a digital platform, are radio going on the right way to evolve and develop ourselves so we can still be heard by the people who need some information and also a little entertainment?
We have no choice. We were forcing to enter this scenario, and what happened is the radio need to develop its content. We can't, now breaking news is always going, most of people going through the Facebook. So the radio have to find another, just telling the people what's the impact of the situation. Yeah. And what's the consequences? What's the influence? So this kind of situation, because if we are talking about breaking news, people are breaking in the Facebook. So you need to go and read something, what's making the news. That's it.
Yes, and as we said, and as you said earlier, that it's very hard to compete with Instagram, with TikTok, with Facebook, and every kind of digital platform that already existed, and the radio itself are evolving. What is the main step that radio needs to engage to the people into a digital platform?
Radio has to offer another alternatives. They have to look, or they have to develop the planning, or programming in news and current affairs and in-depth reporting, and has to be focusing on the human interest. They have to develop a program for the young people. The young people is now looking into the X. They are not looking into the radio. So what's make the young people interested in the radio? So the radio has to have a good planning, a good programming for the young people's interest. And we have to serve people according to their age, kids, children, women, and they have their own interest. So we have to offer to them so that it has to be more focused program just for the people.
Okay. Well, last but not least, Pa Jose, what is your hope actually for the future of radio?
I think radio is still very important to be a source of confirmation. Officially, anybody can publish anything on the social media, but radio needs to be there to be a source of confirmation or by saying that, hey, this is really true happen. That's why we have to have our sources within the government, within the people, oppositions, various society, so to give them to confirm the history or the story that people are telling on the road.
Okay, well, Pa Jose, thank you very much for your time. I believe you've been very busy developing so many digital platforms to so radio can still survive and still fun, still relevant for all the people around the world. Thank you very much for your time, Pa Jose. In this afternoon talk. Yes, thank you very much. And of course, one listener and also viewers from around the world, that was our short interview in the afternoon talk about World Radio Day, where radio now still fun, still relevant. And Nuke Kusumawati will be right back with you. And of course, I'm still giving you so many wonderful information and also great music to listen. One of the wonderful songs that I would really love to give you is coming from Mandi with Begitu Indah. Enjoy.
Yeah. Assalamualaikum and congratulations to the Voice of Indonesia and everyone on February 13 for World Radio Day. I'm Kalab Abbas from Faisalabad, Pakistan. This year, under the theme of UNESCO, highlighting the power of radio to inform, educate and exclusive action on climate change. Listeners, radio plays a critical role in raising awareness about climate change. Now, time to expand resources like sustainable food and water to sustainable transportation to make sure sustainable environment for upcoming generation. Viewers, accessibility and affordability is critical for maintaining radio relevance impact in the digital age. Connect with the radio in future and especially connect with the Voice of Indonesia. Thank you very much. I'm Kalab Abbas from Faisalabad, Pakistan.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dear friends, in the radio of Indonesia, in the radio of World Radio Day, I wish you happy and healthy and more safety for you, for all friends in the radio of Indonesia and for all listeners.
Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, I'm listening to Voice of Indonesia Radio on the website. Check it out.
Radio has been around for over a century, connecting people and sharing news. From its early days as a simple communication tool to today's digital platforms, radio has adapted to our changing world. Now, we can listen to the radio on smartphones, tablets, and streaming services. We can listen anytime and anywhere. Hi! Since the World Radio Day in 13 February 2025 is here, I'm gonna give you guys some reasons why we should keep listening to the radio. Let's check this out.
First, it keeps us informed with real-time news, weather, and traffic updates. Unlike social media, radio delivers verified and accurate information, helping us stay aware of important events. Radio also makes daily activities more enjoyable. Whether you're driving, cooking, or working, radio provides music, discussion, and entertainment that fit your mood.
As a Gen Z, I am proud in keeping the tradition of radio alive, proving that some classics never go out of style. Happy World Radio Day! I'm Alicia, reporting for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
at RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Hey everyone, it's Roa.
And I'm Alexandra.
And we're back with another adventure in Indonesia. Today we're at Istiqlal Mosque, the largest mosque in Southeast Asia.
Designed by architect Friedrich Silaban, this mosque isn't just a place of worship. It's a symbol of unity and coexistence.
The mosque spans 10 hectares and can accommodate up to 120,000 worshippers.
The name Istiqlal means independence in Arabic, attributed to Indonesia's struggle for freedom.
The tunnel of friendship.
It connects Istiqlal Mosque to the nearby cathedral, symbolizing religious harmony. Stand right in the middle and you will hear
the cathedral bells on one side
and the drum on the other.
Thanks for joining us at Istiqlal Mosque.
Upon the time, the angels took rest here. In the legend of Tutumenten, 9 angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young pony. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, picking his wife. From the faded two walls, a child was born. But one day, Mama Nua make a mistake that forced Lumalundung to return to heaven. The angel said, should the child want to meet her, Mama Nua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their path. Lumalundung will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mama Nua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tumenden ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels speak, Likupang. Away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of Thor's Minahasa. Hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. Then the darkening and yet golden sky is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
UNESCO's Director General invites people to protect radio and its unique role. Investment and development plans for Nusantara capital city. I'm Nuka Kusmawati, now the news in details. Director General of UNESCO Audrey Azoulay invites all people to celebrate and protect radio as a powerful form of media. She stated that radio with frequencies can reach most remote locations and act as an early warning system to reduce disaster risk. In an official message on the occasion of World Radio Day on Thursday, Audrey said that with frequencies that can travel across continents and receivers that use very little energy, radio can reach even the most remote location and function even when electricity fails. She also added that outside of crisis situations, radio is also a prime source of information for people all around the world. Misinformation and disinformation continue to be some of the greatest barriers to climate action, making the work of radio journalists pivotal in tackling the climate crisis. The head of Nusantara Capital City Authority, OIKN, Basuki Hadi Mulyono, in a meeting with the House of Representatives, DPR of Republic of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, February 12, 2025, stated that from 2025 to 2028, there will be pure private investment and state-owned enterprises, PUMN, funding amounting to 6.49 trillion rupiah.
2025 sampai 2028 ada
2025-2028, there is a pure private and state-owned investment of 6.49 trillion rupiah, consisting of Surabaya State University, PT Makmur Berkah Hotel, which is a 5-star hotel, PT Citadel from Malaysia for townhouses and mixed use, and PT Fitka Del Food, a sederhana Padang restaurant, then PT Puri Persada Lampung, office building. So this is what we have just processed until final, until January. This will definitely continue to add.
Furthermore, OIKN is currently processing 6 public-private partnership or KPBU projects with a total value of 60.93 trillion rupiah. Basuki said that President Prabowo Subianto has approved a budget of 48.8 trillion rupiah for the 2025-2029 period. Basuki explained that this budget will be allocated to complete the construction of legislative and judicial complexes along with supporting ecosystem in order to establish Nusantara as the political capital of Indonesia by 2028. That was the news.
Jangan pergi dari diriku, tak sanggup harus hidup tanpamu. Karena jauh lebih indah bila kita bersama, seperti yang terjadi kemarin.